Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a development in the Wisconsin gubernatorial race that has a potentially very big impact on the health and the future of the University of Wisconsin system. And I want to get into that right now. This is important. And I'll tell you what I think the result will be. Two Republican candidates, Kevin Nicholson and the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, just announced that if they get into office, they will replace all of Evers' appointees who are unconfirmed. And they will put on Republican hacks, will continue the degradation of the University of Wisconsin system. Now, what does this mean, all that were not confirmed? Here's the deal. There are 18 members of the Board of Regents. Some are there just, they're not appointed by anybody. They're there by virtue of their position. For instance, the Superintendent of Public Instruction is on there. And that is as it should be. But what happened is that Evers has made 11 appointments to the Board of Regents, and the State Senate has not confirmed 9 of them, just like the DNR. Remember the DNR, the Fred Prenn is there? Fred Prenn apparently loves to drink Forever Chemicals. Well, no, I don't think he does. He probably doesn't like to drink them, but he's going to make sure other people drink them because the manufacturers want him to. He's illegitimate. And he's still serving on the DNR board because the Republicans won't even get together to confirm Evers' appointment replacing him. Prenn's appointment expired a long time ago. Well, same with the regents. So Evers appoints 11, 9 of them have not been confirmed. Now, if you're not confirmed, the legal status is new governor comes in, he can yank you because you weren't confirmed and put his own people in. And of course, a gerrymandered, illegitimate state legislature would confirm anything that a Republican did. The whole idea is that these people have 7-year terms and they're staggered. And so you keep experience. And it's designed over these staggered 7 years. Just have a few expire each year. So you keep institutional memory, you keep experience, but you have turnover. But what happens when an illegitimate legislature refuses to confirm the Democratic appointments and replaces 9 of them immediately if they get into office? And that's what they're proposing. Not only are they saying that, but here's some of the other things they've said. Nicholson said he wants to point people who will basically look only at reducing the cost and time of a degree and, quote, removing intellectual poison. Now, well, that's what Stalin said when he went in. I want to remove intellectual poison. Poison's in the eye of the beholder. Liberal arts are poison to Nicholson. Literature is poison to Nicholson. Philosophy is poison. I suppose English literature, every literature, history is poison to Nicholson. Social sciences are poison to Nicholson. I had a businessman in Milwaukee tell me, I know pretty well, and he's an educated guy, basically a good guy, and he didn't think that there should be anything on the curriculum other than things like the hard sciences. Clayfish said something similar. Maybe worse. She said, our university should exclusively focus on what the workforce needs are of our employers, or the Wisconsin Association of Manufacturers. Simply train people to be good workers. She said that she wants to get rid of liberal ideology and concentrate only on the desires of Wisconsin employers, in particular the manufacturers. They attacked the hiring of the new chancellor of the UW. And this is somebody with high credentials who has voted in unanimously, including by Republicans, by Walker appointees. And the Duchess of Foxconn attacked her and said, attacked her, quote, woke CRT vaccine mandating history in California. You know, this stringing together as adjectives, various words, and making them adjectives. CRT has to do with what's called critical race theory. It originated back in the 80s, and some scholars have written about it, basically said that racial issues imbue all of our history. Many people think it's overstated. There are many historians who don't agree with it. It's not taught anywhere to undergraduates, certainly not in grade school, not in high school, in college. I mean, I suppose theoretically you could take a course. It'd be interesting. What's this all about, CRT? But vaccine mandating, well, anybody in his right mind gets vaccinated. And attacking her woke vaccine mandating history. Then they say California, which is like she came from Transylvania, like she's a vampire or something. You know, here's the good news. The Duchess of Foxconn is not going to be governor. She's not even going to be nominated. And Nicholson is an outlier. He was a Democrat. He was the head of the Young Democrats nationally, college Dems. And then he spoke at the Democratic National Convention, attacked Republicans, just like he's attacking Democrats now, same language. And then he flipped over. So what he's done, he's not going to get Schneider. I don't know if you play Sheepshead. I like playing Sheepshead. He's not going to get Schneider. Probably be no trick. Guys, you know, bad news. The Duchess, the reason I say she's not going to get it, obviously Rampton's not going to get it, because this Michaels who's come along has spent a lot of his own money. And word that I have from people I know in Washington County say his signs are all over the place. And Trump endorsed him. He has a good chance of winning the primary. Now, I have no idea if he would work to destroy the University of Wisconsin like the other two. The University of Wisconsin has been ranked, the Madison campus, as one of the top 34 universities in the world. All the United States, all of Europe, all of Japan, all of Russia, all of China, all of Latin America, everywhere. It's one of the public Ivies, along with Michigan and Berkeley. And under Scott Walker, who I think was driven by internal weasels, got in touch with his inner weasels and rage, because he did not have a degree, and it wasn't because he couldn't afford it. He attacks higher education. The Duchess of Foxconn does. They say, well, it should just be training for the workforce. UWM, I'm on the board of visitors of UWM. One of the great universities is called a tier one university. There's only 130 of them in the country out of thousands. Does original research. You can't, if you're in the Milwaukee area, southeastern Wisconsin, or anywhere, you can't get a better education. Superb faculty. My father was on the faculty there for 34 years. You get there, you get a free bus pass as a student. Go anywhere in Milwaukee. Take courses with world-class faculty and get a world-class degree. And all of the other campuses, University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, has had several Rhodes Scholars out of it. La Crosse, where my nephew went. Oshkosh, where my secretary's grandson went. Whitewater. All of them. Oh, and Sam. Sam went to Whitewater. Sam, let's hear it for Whitewater. Good, wonderful school. These Republicans will destroy this university. We're going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Good morning, Matt. Great show as usual. I say that this has been the biggest crime of the century perpetuated on the people in our country. It also has been going on for quite a while on the people in the state of Wisconsin. And it's all driven by big money. It's all driven by greed and also a way to keep the people down. You know, we saw Walker come in and assault our higher education institutions and try to break them down back then. And in fact, as you know, I've been following, and luckily I've been able to listen to Madison and Milwaukee, your radio station, for many years. And I was seeing it on my side of the state, but nobody was talking about it. And I could follow the lies and innuendos and the propaganda that would start. Remember when they were going to take over our public radio, Walker was. You know, they were going to take away where their studio was. It was, you know, just unbelievable, in your face, taking over our institutions and destroying them. And this thing was Trump, you know, Walker spinning in the chair and utilizing the same thing, running down our friends, Mexico and, you know, and Canada, and going after them, but going after education. Because if people don't have education, they don't know how to research. You know, and a lot of people do not know how to look for positive sources or, you know, the truth. They don't know how to do it. And then the thing that bothers me the most is I'm watching, you know, the hearings, and God dang it, everybody, you do yourself a favor and pay attention. You're not getting my comments. You're not getting Fox's comments. You're not getting anybody's comments. You're using your own brain to see what the devil has been pulled on you. And anyway, so, you know, this just frustrates the heck out of me, the way that they got away with this, and now it's coming out, you know, in plain view. I mean, they aided and abetted these people around Trump, not the ones that told him the truth there, but still, they aided and abetted all the way along with what they pulled on Ukraine, and, you know, when he was impeached. Those people around him knew he did that. And then they watched him commit the biggest crime of all against, you know, the people's vote, and a try to take over of our government. And it's just...
No, you're right, Gene. Thank you so much. We're going to a break, Gene. I love your passion, as always. Always welcome to call in. Love your point of view. You nailed it on the head. The Republicans will use a coup to overturn an election. They will destroy the University of Wisconsin. You are drinking cancer water right now. Wake up. Really wake up and think for yourself. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.